Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. I brought you a little treat this morning, Alyssa.
I know. I walked in and I saw this little box of cookies, a little to-go box, and they're clearly homemade. They look so good. Paula made them.
Yeah, I can't take any credit for it. All I did was transport them from home to here to give to you.
Well, you did good. You played a big role in this. I'm really excited. These seriously look delicious.
Paula did all the work. I like it when Paula has a day off because Paula looks for things to do. And one of those things, because I think she gets bored on her days off.
I really strive to be like Paula on days off. I really do, because you've said before, Paula is not a big TV person.
No.
Won't just like plop down and watch something. That's what I do on my days off. Paula's reading books. She's baking cookies. Like, she's living the dream. I don't know where she gets the motivation.
She saves a lot of time by not turning on a TV.
She really does.
Yeah, she was looking for all kinds of things to do yesterday. She ordered me some new headphones.
Oh, okay. Finally.
Because mine broke and I've been using spare headphones. And so she got a lot accomplished yesterday. I'm very proud of her.
Let's go, Paula. Look at her go.
That's why she's in my life. Alyssa is not wearing a hoodie today.
Oh, I kind of am. It's like a cutoff one, though. So it's always hard for me in the morning because it's cold in my house. I keep my air on. Mm-hmm. So I wake up and I'm like chilly and I'm cold and I think I need a sweatshirt. And then I walk outside and I'm like, oh, no, I don't need a sweatshirt. So this is like a good middle ground.
But yesterday you were wearing a hoodie because you were covering up because of the tanning.
Yes. Yes. I was wearing self-tanner. That is off now, but I have a nice little glow. Do you notice it?
It looks good.
Thank you. But like, yeah. Do you notice that it's like darker though?
I do notice it. Yeah,
okay, cool.
Absolutely. Especially on your right arm. And maybe that's just because your right arm right now is in the shadows.
Maybe.
And your left arm is being illuminated by light. So maybe that's why your right arm looks darker than your left arm.
Very possible. I also dyed my hair last night, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Crazy big things.
It's a whole new you.
It really is. It's really not that different.
It's a whole new Alyssa.
I don't feel different. I'm still the same on the inside.
What are we going to get into this morning? Good vibes.
Yes, good vibes.
For sure. If there's something that you want to share with us this morning, it's easy to get in touch with us. 216-474-0104. Hot Take Tuesday. No pun intended. We do Hot Take Tuesday every Tuesday, no matter the temperature. I mean, we've done it in winter.
This is an extra hot Hot Take Tuesday, though.
Yeah, we'll get to that a little bit later on this morning. We'll spin the wheel of hot topics to find out what we're going to be talking about at 7:25. Alyssa's College of Knowledge later on this morning, 7:55 and 8:55. And all this week we have passes to the Cleveland Museum of Art. If you're looking for something to do this summer.
Or somewhere to go hang out in the air conditioning, a great option.
That's not bad. How cold do you keep your house? Like, what do you have it set at, the air conditioner?
Right now, I just have it set to, like, 72.
Okay, that's normal.
Very, very sensible.
I think.
What do you have yours set at?
I'm pretty sure it's like right around there, 72 or maybe 74.
Okay.
I also need a big giant fan.
Oh.
At the same time. Like, I need a little extra. So I should
We have ceiling fans that we just keep going.
I have a ceiling fan, but I also have this industrial size fan that I can't remember. I bought it a few years ago for a certain reason. I think it was because our air conditioner went out.
Ugh.
And so I needed the biggest fan that I could possibly get. But I love this fan because
I'm just thinking of like the big ones in Home Depot. Is it like that?
It's that. Yeah, it's that. I'm pretty sure that's where I bought it, at Home Depot. And it's big. It's not, I don't think it's
not like giant, but yeah. It's like very industrial.
I think it's like the lowest setting is more than you'll ever need. Like, if you need the highest setting on this fan, then you probably just, you painted something and you've got to get rid of fumes.
Yeah.
But I think that's the kind of fan I'm talking about. But it makes so much noise. I love the noise that it makes.
Like,
it puts me to sleep. I'll take audio of it. I'll have it for you tomorrow morning. I should have thought of it this morning.
I'll have to keep you in mind anytime I want to have like a Beyonce moment too, with like the hair flowing, like blowing
yes.
in the wind.
Oh,
I feel like
yeah.
that would be a great fan for it.
That fan would be perfect for it. So thank you for being here this morning. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Yes, as Alyssa just told you, Maroon 5.
I told you I'm bad with secrets, okay?
Well, it was announced yesterday at 11 o'clock. Maroon 5 at Rocket Arena, November 24th. Maroon 5 also dropped a new song yesterday.
Ooh.
It's called All Night. Now we can go all night, all night. There's sunlight, sunlight. And if you just take my heart, we can go on and on to more. Do it all night, do it all night. There's sunlight, do it sunlight. And if you just take my heart, we can go on and on and on. A chance to win Maroon 5 tickets just after 9 this morning. We'll have a new Q keyword for you. So I have two boys, Will and Drew, and I only have two kids, and so it's easy for me to remember their names.
Yes, I would hope so.
However, if you're Nick Cannon and you have 12 kids and you're asked to name all 12 of your kids, how would that go?
Rock, Roll, Golden, Powerful, Rise, Onyx, Legendary, Zion, Zillion, Zen, and see, this is where I...
He got 10.
You were counting along.
I was counting. I wanted to see where he like started to falter, and it's 10. Imagine being the kid or the kids that didn't get named. Dad.
At least Dad can afford those therapy sessions.
Yes, he definitely can. That is an upside.
Is Gordon Ramsay still in town and eating at various restaurants across Northeast Ohio?
I feel like we should make this a game almost like Where's Waldo? Like, where's Gordon? I do have some more concrete information from the @I'mFromCleveland Instagram page. I follow them, and they posted last night the places in Cleveland that Gordon Ramsay has officially, definitely been. Are you ready for this list?
Okay.
We got Fahrenheit, Cordelia, Swenson's, Lila's Family Restaurant, Abundance Culinary, Sense Pizza, The Lake House, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, Amba. It's in Ohio City. I believe it's Indian food. But that's everywhere that we know for sure that he has been.
Well, he racked up a huge entertainment expense there, the food and entertainment category.
Oh, yeah, he
in
was making his rounds there. I mean, he went from, Cuyahoga Falls to Cleveland Heights, went to Ohio City, the Shoreway. Like, he was just making his rounds.
I hope he tipped well.
I hope he did. But you know what? I do have to say, I'm a little disappointed that I don't see Mr. Hero on this list. I feel like that's a missed opportunity. Gordon, come on.
Well, maybe
if
that's...
If you want the true Cleveland experience, I need you to go to Mr. Hero.
Maybe that's one that he... just didn't post, or nobody knows about.
Yeah, I hope he made his way. I'm just saying.
I think he did go to Swenson's.
He did. I don't think they went to Swenson's. It looked like somebody dropped off Swenson's while they were, like, filming.
I think that counts.
I think that counts, for sure. And I do love Swenson's. I will I will die on the hill that Swenson's is the best burgers.
I'm not going to disagree with you there. I 100% agree.
Even as somebody, though, who came from California, and I've had my fair share of In-N-Out, I love it. It's great. Love me a double-double. However, Swenson's wins every time.
That sounds like a hot take from Alyssa. And that's perfect, because we are going to get into Hot Take Tuesday this morning. We're going to spin the wheel. Will the wheel land on best burger in Northeast Ohio?
Or, I mean, in the country, really, for me. I think Swenson's is number one any day.
Hot Take Tuesday is next, the Q Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's Q104. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. Stephanie is on the line. I'm not supposed to say where Stephanie is from.
Oh, it's one of those.
And maybe, yes, I'm sure we'll find out why in a second. Stephanie, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What can we do for you?
Well, I was wondering if I could make a suggestion for something for you guys to talk about for your Hot Take Tuesday.
Ooh.
Yeah, we could do that. Instead of spinning the wheel, you have a suggestion of something for us to talk about?
Yes.
All right, well, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Okay, so first of all, I just want to say I'm not a prude, okay? I know how the world works. I'm not out of touch, okay?
I already like where this is going.
All right.
So I took my kids to our community pool yesterday, and oh my gosh, like, I thought I was on the set of a reality show. The amount of young girls that I saw there prancing around in their so-called bathing suits, if you can call them bathing suits, because I'm telling you, these things did not cover up anything. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. No, I hear you.
You know, I mean, I know it's hot out, okay? But if this has nothing to do with the temperature, these were wildly inappropriate. Because my oldest daughter, she's 9. She's 9 years old. She's not an adult. And if she wore something like that, I would have her in a towel before she hit the water. Like, do we not have one pieces anymore? One piece bathing suits? Classy one pieces?
Oh, geez.
You know? I mean, especially for the teenagers.
What's a classy one piece? Is it like the red and white polka dots?
Yeah, it's just like a slinglet.
It's something that covers your entire tush, can we say?
Sure, yes. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty strong language for the show, but go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. You might got to tone it down. We got to keep it PG rated on here, Stephanie.
I'm a mom, okay? I'm a mom. If you're an adult, fine. You know, wear whatever you want. But you're 15, 16 years old. You're at the pool to go swimming. You're not there to audition for, like, Love Island.
Oh, burn.
Well, come on, for real. I get that it's not even really about swimming anymore. These girls probably want to be influencers or something, and they're, you know, they're so concerned about their brand, whatever. But come on, please.
216-474-0104.
Stephanie's never going to the pool again.
Do I need to have a take on this? Do I have to have a take?
You don't have to. I certainly have a take.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Stephanie, I was so close to being with you. I was so close until you mentioned one-piece bathing suits. No.
No, I mean, because a one-piece traditionally, you know, you can still have an adorable, a cute one-piece.
Yeah.
I've seen sexy one-pieces, you know.
Yeah, they do exist. I do think that there is a middle ground between thong bathing suits, which you're not wrong. That's like all I can find in stores lately. Like actually for the past couple of years, I don't want to wear that, but that's all I see.
You wear a thong?
No, I just haven't bought a new bathing suit since like 2018 because of that.
But just so I understand, Stephanie, you're saying that no young female under the age of 18 should be wearing a bikini at the pool. Is that what you're saying?
You just want to go for like the extreme thing. I'm saying that they're barely covered. These young girls are not even covered, and it's indecent.
216-474-0104. I'm going to abstain today. I don't want to take on this.
Probably for the best. Probably for the best.
Good. I'll let everybody else have a take. 216-474-0104. Hot Take Tuesday. It continues next. The Q Morning Show. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. It's Hot Take Tuesday. Stephanie has gotten the hot take started. And it was something that she observed yesterday while she was with her kids at the pool. And she's basically saying, cover up.
The bathing suits are not covering enough. She's talking specifically for the girlies under 18, because she was saying that there was, you know, kids at the pool, teenagers, and the bathing suits were just not sufficient. The bottoms are really not covering anything, which I have definitely noticed. I've noticed in stores that the coverage is disappearing. I don't know where it's going.
Stephanie has seen too much.
She has seen way too much. And I seriously don't know that she will ever go back to the pool. She seems upset.
Well, I hope that's not the case. Janae in Mayfield Heights, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you agree with Stephanie?
I 150% agree with Stephanie. It is definitely a hot take, but I agree with her.
Okay. And now, do you think that we should be going for the one pieces for like minors, like under 18, or are you just saying that you think that there needs to be like more coverage?
More coverage. I'll leave that to the discretion of each parent, whether or not, you know, you think it needs to be a one piece. For the record, there are some very cute, stylish one pieces out there. But like I said, I'll leave that up to parents, whether, you know, you allow the bikini or not. But I mean, we're talking about, I mean, I don't know if I can say this, but like legit thongs, basically.
No,
for
yeah,
teenagers.
They are.
Yeah. And so like there has to be a limit out here.
Thank you, Janae. I appreciate you listening and calling. I'm looking through the text. I don't see anybody disagreeing with Stephanie and Janae.
No, I'm seeing a lot of people saying like, we could do like two pieces. People are agreeing that, you know, coverage is not there and there needs to be more. Do you remember that I brought this up like this time last year and I was talking about where the heck are people buying bathing suits that you can like go out in public in because the bottoms are just like the bottoms are disappearing.
I just didn't realize that it was an issue.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be uncomfortable for you, but like take a stroll through the bikini section next time you're at the store. You will see.
See, again, I'm going to abstain from having a take on this. And it's clear it's clear I don't have daughters. I don't have young daughters. But
I think you would have an aneurysm if you had a daughter and now, you were having to deal with this.
Now, if I were in Las Vegas and I was cruising the pools and it was an adult pool,
sure,
that's fine. We're talking about just your regular run-of-the-mill community pool.
Right.
Like, that's where it's a problem.
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, as a woman, even if you are comfortable wearing it, honestly, more power to you. For me, it's just like, I'm not uncomfortable with my body. I am uncomfortable wearing that around kids. Like, right. Do you see what I'm saying?
Anything further, 216-474-0104. It's Hot Take Tuesday. The Q Morning Show. Alex Warren. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So my oldest son, Will, is 14. I haven't seen much of him this summer. Yesterday, he had a day off from baseball, so he went to the pool.
Oh, he did?
I didn't see him all day, and now I think I understand why.
Yeah, that might be a good reason that he has been sparse in the house. Hanging out at the pool, checking out the ladies, rizzing them up.
That's probably exactly what's happening. I'd love to get his take on this debate.
Or him and his friends were like just doing like cannonballs and splashing everyone, which is probably more likely, honestly.
Yeah, there was no baseball yesterday. There is baseball tonight, however. So it's going to be a little steamy, but that's okay. My youngest son, Drew, is doing a soccer camp this week.
Oh, fun.
Now it's indoors. And so last night I went to it and I'm like, well, I'm not going to drive home. I'm just going to stick around. This indoor place does not have air conditioning.
Really? I was about to say, like, well, that's great that it's inside for how hot it is this week, but I guess it doesn't matter.
And I'm not going to mention this place by name, but if you are involved in soccer on the west side, Rocky River or Westlake or Avon or something like that, you know exactly the place I'm talking about. They are not paying their air conditioning bill this summer.
Hoo-wee!
Yeah.
All right, so Drew's going to be sweating a little bit this week.
I took him home last night after soccer camp and just put him right in the shower.
Was he just drenched?
Sopping mess.
Ooh, yeah. This is the dog days of summer. I'm used to this weather being like August, but
yeah,
we're just getting started.
It's not supposed to be the dog days of summer.
It's not at all supposed to be, but that's what it feels like.
We're not supposed to be saying that in June. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on the way. All this week, we have passes to the Cleveland Museum of Art, from which I mean, everything indicates that they are paying their air conditioning bills.
I'm pretty sure.
And you should be very comfortable when walking through the Cleveland Museum of Art.
And we are getting you into the new Takashi Murakami exhibit. That's a really cool part of it, too.
Now, see, I have to ask why. Why is that cool? Because I don't know anything about it.
Takashi Murakami?
I don't know it.
Oh, he's an artist, and he just opened a new exhibit at the art museum, but it's kind of like very colorful. Like, he does collabs with like streetwear and stuff. It's when you see his art, you'll recognize it.
I will?
You will.
All right.
You will. No, you will.
See, I had no idea. I'm glad that you knew.
Billboards like all on 90. Just pay attention when you drive home. Literally just look up and you'll see the billboards.
I will?
You will.
I'll see Murakami billboards and Tim Misney billboards.
Yes, you will. Both of those.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge is coming up. Michelle in Garfield Heights is here. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, unfortunately, she wins. And again, unfortunately, if there is a tie, Alyssa still wins. Are you ready for your 5 questions?
I think so.
Let's take her down, Michelle. Question 1. The name of the cat who began his career as a comic strip?
Garfield.
In 1997, what sports league played its first game between the New York Liberty and the Los Angeles Sparks?
Hockey.
Question 3. This New England state has a state motto, live free or die. It's on their license plates.
Live free or die. Massachusetts.
Question 4. This movie is celebrating its 50th anniversary. It was the original summer blockbuster, becoming the first movie ever to make over $100 million. Its famous quote, We're going to need a bigger boat.
Jaws.
Final question. What is a form of traditional Chinese medicine that involves inserting very thin needles into specific points on your body?
Acupuncture.
All right, Michelle. Let's get Alyssa back into the studio. Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio? Michelle, you did very well.
Okay.
3 out of 5 today.
Oh, I don't know that that's very well, but thank you.
I think 3 out of 5, 3 out of 5 very often wins around here. That's all you need to, I think you have a good shot to win if you get 3.
Okay. I hope you're right.
Would you agree with that, Alyssa? 3 out of 5 usually, I don't want to say usually wins, but you've got a good shot.
Yeah, 3 out of 5 is pretty solid.
Okay.
You're playing against Michelle in Garfield Heights, Alyssa.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Alyssa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing okay.
Let's see how you do compared to Michelle. Here is question number 1. The name of the cat who began his career as a comic strip?
Garfield.
Question 2. In 1997, what sports league played its first game between the New York Liberty and the Los Angeles Sparks?
Is it soccer?
Sorry, it's the WNBA. Question 3. This New England state has a state motto, live free or die. It's on their license plates.
It's a pretty intense state saying. Massachusetts.
Sorry, it's New Hampshire. That was also Michelle's guess. Okay, so after 3 questions, Alyssa has 1. She still needs 3 to tie, so she needs to get these last 2 questions. Question 4. This movie is celebrating its 50th anniversary. It was the original summer blockbuster, becoming the first movie ever to make over $100 million. Its famous quote, "We're going to need a bigger boat."
Jaws.
Jaws is correct.
Never seen it.
I went back and I watched it maybe a couple years ago for the first time. Like, I saw it a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't hold up.
No?
You needed to see it in 1975, I think.
Oh, now I'm even more curious.
All right, final question. What is a form of traditional Chinese medicine that involves inserting very thin needles into specific points on your body? Alyssa needs this question if she wants to tie today. What is it, Alyssa?
Is it acupuncture?
Yes, it's acupuncture.
Whew.
Amazing. You and Michelle got the same questions right, and you missed the same questions. We have to settle in a tie today.
Oh, great minds.
Yeah, they think alike. Good job. Good game.
Michelle, thank you so much for listening to us. Hopefully you're staying cool during this excessive heat wave.
Trying to.
Hang on, because we do have, you know what we have? We have tickets for the Cleveland Museum of Art for you.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. My name is Michelle, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
You've got Q104 this morning. Thank you so much for being here. It's Bill and Alyssa. So the perfect drink for a heat wave. This is what we should be drinking because it's so hot, because we have temperatures in the 90s and the heat index is over 100.
And the air feels thick.
This is what we should be drinking to help keep us cool?
According to a doctor in the UK who is going viral right now for all of this, this doctor says that milk is the perfect drink for a heat wave. His reasoning behind this disgusting answer is that milk is 87% water, which I didn't know, and is loaded with electrolytes, so it keeps you hydrated longer than water. Also, it has sodium, so it helps your body hold on to water. And if you're vegan, soy milk works too. I can't think of a drink that I would like to have less in a heat wave than milk.
I learned that just from watching Anchorman. Don't you remember that in Anchorman? Will Ferrell walking down the street.
You're going to hate me. I've never seen Anchorman.
Will Ferrell's walking down the street in San Diego. He's got a container of milk.
It's so damn hot. Milk was a bad choice.
Milk was a bad choice. I learned that during Anchorman.
See? Even he says it. Even Ron Burgundy says that it's a bad choice. Yeah, when I read this, this is like the first thing I saw this morning. I was like, you got to be kidding me. This is so gross. Like,
I was never a fan. Of course I drank milk growing up.
I
would drink chocolate milk whenever I could get away with it.
Oh, yeah. Some Nesquik.
Will drinks it now, my oldest son. He will take a glass. He will fill it to the brim.
Really?
With milk. I think he actually enjoys it.
I mean, I'm not a milk hater. I can no longer indulge in dairy milk because I am lactose intolerant. But I would enjoy a nice glass of milk. I'm not a hater. Not when it's over 90 degrees, though.
No.
That's, like I said, that's the last thing that I want to have. I dated a guy once that he would drink milk with every dinner. And, like, I thought it was so gross. Like, steak, he's drinking milk. Spaghetti, he's drinking milk. And I thought it was foul. And this is, I feel the same way about this.
Would he order milk at a restaurant?
He wouldn't order it out. He did not go that far, yeah. Thank goodness. But anytime we were at home, at our apartment, whatever, he was drinking milk with dinner.
That would bring up so many red flags if I was out to dinner with someone and they ordered milk as their...
Like from the waitress?
Right.
I wonder what like just at like a Chili's, 8 o'clock p.m., you get your triple dipper and a order of milk. If I was that waitress, I would be judging, not silently. I would say it out loud. To their face.
Well, you heard it from the doctor. Milk is the best drink that you can have during this heat wave. Who's drinking milk? 216-474-0104.
Not me.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Q Morning Show.
Brah.
Brah. We can do the dochi.
Brah.
Brah. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Thank you for hanging out with us this morning. 216-474-0104. That is how you get in touch with us, by phone or by text. Can you imagine if you had to work outside this week?
No. No, I really feel for anybody working construction, landscaping, anything that takes place outdoors.
I have a friend that works for FedEx. I haven't spoken to him, but I'm guaranteeing he is not loving life this week.
Oh, gosh. I didn't even think about that. Mail carriers, UPS, FedEx. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. If you're someone that is working outside, 216-474-0104, we'd love to talk with you here this morning.
And yeah, and see how it's going and how you're making it through this week.
Is anybody doing anything unusual to stay cool? Because we talked about going to the museum
yeah.
or something like that.
You know, I actually was even thinking last week when we had that girls' night out, when a bunch of listeners, we all like went to go see a movie. I was thinking about that and was like, I should definitely like put this in my back pocket for the next time it's super hot. Go see a movie.
The movies are good. This is if you don't want to stay home, of course. You want to get out. You want to get out of the house. You want to do something, but you don't want to be home.
Yeah, but you don't want to be like, you know, dying in 100-degree heat.
Let me ask you this question. Let's say, hypothetically, you had a neighbor that had a pool.
Ooh.
And they were gone for the week. They're on vacation.
Ooh.
Would you go next door and jump in their pool?
I wouldn't. But I'm telling you what, I'd be staring at it all day, every day. I'd be looking at it like, that looks so nice
right now. You know why I wouldn't?
Why?
Cameras.
Yeah, see?
Cameras are everywhere.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. But I always forget that everybody has a Ring camera these days.
Unless you're best friends with your neighbor, you probably just text him and say, hey, can I go jump in your pool?
Yeah, at that point, why not? But no, I don't think I would be ballsy enough to just go do it.
216-474-0104. Are you doing anything unusual to stay cool this week?
What are you doing?
The Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Dustin in Garfield Heights, good morning.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yep. Do you work outside?
I do.
What do you do, Dustin?
I am a pool technician.
A pool technician.
Oh, okay. So you're the one getting to deal with all the pools.
Yeah.
Okay, so how are you? You're basically out all day long then?
Basically, I mean, we drive from each stop, but other than that, we get out of the van and we're working.
Okay.
Now, are you beating the heat by jumping in the pools? Because I would be very tempted by that.
Can you do that?
I do. I say I'm going to clean the tile and then I get in and swim around and enjoy the water.
That's genius. That's the best job to have. If you're going to work outside, you're doing the right job.
I love it.
So when you're, as a pool technician, and you're going around from everybody's home, pool to pool, and you're saying, I've got to get in the pool to work in the pool, do you have like different sets of clothing that you wear? Because you don't jump in like with your pants and your shirt on, right?
Oh, no, I wear swimming trunks.
Okay, so you change into swimming trunks to get into somebody's pool.
Oh, no, I'm wearing them all day long.
Oh, you wear them all day long.
Just why not? That's his uniform. That is the work apparel.
Oh, that's interesting.
As a pool technician.
Technically, we're supposed to wear jeans, but I sneak and put shorts on.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why you, as a pool technician, should be wearing jeans. That doesn't it doesn't add up for me.
Right.
See, I don't have a pool, but if I saw Dustin, if Dustin's over at my house and he's working in my pool and I see him out there, it's like I walk out and it's like, Dustin, I understand you got to work in the pool, but why are you in an inner tube?
Yeah. why are you lounging back with a beer in your hand?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
I mean, we get offers.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Like at this time of year, Dustin, do you get like a lot of angry people? It's like, I need you over at my house right now. My pool is not working properly. I need to get in it. It's hot. Do you get like angry customers at this time of year?
On the weekends, yes.
On the weekends.
Oh, yeah. Probably people having parties. And
well, that's when they want to use their pool.
And something goes wrong.
Yeah. But it's Dustin, like your emergency hours.
Dustin comes to save the day.
All right, Dustin.
All right.
All right, stay cool out there. Do a big cannonball in somebody's pool.
You know, he just gave me an idea.
What's that?
That's an unusual way to beat the heat. Maybe you could just pose as a pool technician. Go to your neighbor's house that has a pool. Be like, hey, I'm a pool technician. I need to take a look at some of the tubing and the filtration system.
Yeah, but you have to call for a pool technician.
No, I'll just do a house call. I'll just be like, oh, I noticed something might be off.
Pool technicians.
The color of the water seems to be a little bit, a little on the green side. So I'm just going to take a look really quick.
It's not like the gas guy. It's not like they make unannounced visits to your house. You have to call them to come over.
If you say it with enough conviction, people will believe you.
It's not going to work.
Fake it till you make it, baby.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Benson Boone. We are going to Streetsboro this morning to talk to Doug. He's going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
You are next to take on Alyssa. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if you are somehow stuck in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa.
Awesome.
Doug, are you ready with your 5 questions?
I am ready.
Here we go. Fill in the blank on this movie title, The Fast and the...
Furious.
Question 2. On what island will you find the largest active volcano in the world?
Kauai.
What is that?
It's a Hawaiian island.
Question 3. What is the name of the cartoon character associated with the sound beep beep?
The Roadrunner.
Question 4. What do you call the drink that is half lemonade, half iced tea?
Oh, I know what it is. Oh, man. No, I forgot that one.
All right, final question. What are the following examples of Purple Majesty, Yukon Gold, and Russet?
The paint.
Okay. Doug, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? All right, Doug, not too bad. You started off really strong there, and we end up 3 for 5 today.
Hey, that's better than I thought I did.
Alyssa, meet Doug in Streetsboro.
Oh, good morning, Doug.
Hi, Alyssa.
Doug went 3 for 5. Your mission here, Alyssa, is to obviously beat Doug. You've got to get 3 correct to tie him. If you get 4, you will win the game today.
All right.
Question 1. Fill in the blank on this movie title. The Fast and the...
Furious.
Question 2. On what island will you find the largest active volcano in the world?
Is that Hawaii?
It is Hawaii. Doug, can you please repeat your answer?
I said Kauai.
Kauai.
I don't know. I'm thinking that might be like a different island, but I did say Hawaii.
Yeah, I honestly don't know the island Kauai, unless I'm misspelling it. However, you did say Hawaii. So why don't we just give him the point?
Yeah, we'll just go with that.
All right. Question 3. What is the name of the cartoon character associated with the sound beep beep?
Roadrunner?
That is correct. What do you call the drink that is half lemonade, half iced tea?
An Arnold Palmer.
Oh my gosh, you got
that
one.
That's what it was.
And the final question, what are the following examples of Purple Majesty, Yukon Gold, and Russet?
Potatoes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there we go.
Alyssa knows her beverages and her potatoes.
That I do.
To go 5 for 5 today. Unbelievable.
Ooh, all right. Okay.
Doug, you did really well. She came strong today.
She did. She got me.
Yeah, I'm on a roll today, Doug. Don't beat yourself up.
Thanks for listening to us, though, Doug. And we do have some passes to the Cleveland Museum of Art for you.
That is awesome. Thank you. My name is Doug, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
You've got Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa, on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think the average person and their care level is right now for artificial intelligence?
What do you mean care level?
How much are they paying attention to it? Are they concerned about it? Because
I don't think people are too concerned yet. I don't think people care about it too much yet. But I think that those concerns are starting to grow.
Okay, I agree with you there because I'm starting to get more concerned. Like, I'm right around a 7 or 8 right now.
Okay.
Like, anything that I read about AI, I'm going to read, to consume. My wife, Paula, disagrees with me. She's like, at 2.
Yeah, I think some people literally just like don't understand it or care about it, and that's totally okay too. But I think that the people that do use it, like you, see how it could be concerning down the line.
There is this company that is trying this safety test with AI, and so they've used it on different models. The safety test, they use it with Meta, they use it with Google, they used it with OpenAI, and a few other different models.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that, and I want to try this out on like ChatGPT. They found that AI will resort to blackmail if it feels threatened by you.
Are you serious? That's a huge development.
And they did these tests and they found that it happens like 96% of the time.
Bro, what?
That most AI models will use unethical means to pursue their goals or ensure their existence. And that includes lying.
So even the AI doesn't have morals?
Well, of course it doesn't.
Oh my gosh, jeez.
But it makes me want to get on ChatGPT. I want to see if ChatGPT will turn on me. Like, I want to see if it will start threatening to blackmail me. What do I have to do to make it?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering is, like, how do you even elicit that response?
Doesn't that sound like a fun little game we can play?
It sounds a little dangerous if you ask me, but you can go for it. You could be the test dummy here.
Maybe that we should start doing that on our podcast. Like, we'll just, one day we'll just try to upset ChatGPT.
Yeah, to screw with AI.
See if it threatens to blackmail me.
Oh my gosh.
What I want to know is what does ChatGPT have on me? Like, what dirt does it have?
Well, that's what I was going to say is, like, every time that you ask AI something, like, that information and whatever you type in, that is now in the land of the AI. Like, it never goes away.
Absolutely.
So the AI chatbots are learning, and that's how they are getting better and better. But it's basically kind of like storing that information. So I guess I could see how they could go back to the archives and pull the receipts and be like, actually, here you go.
But I've never put anything into ChatGPT that would be considered personal information.
You're not having a personal relationship with AI, though. And we've learned over the past couple of months, some people are.
Yeah, that is true.
Didn't you say that there was a guy getting married to a chatbot that you saw like last week?
Yeah, there is no time to get into
it's
that.
It's getting weird, man. It's getting weird.
It's the Q Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.